Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. Today is episode number 51 and we'll be reading Leviticus chapters 3 through 6. Let's begin. Leviticus chapter 3. Now if his offering is a peace offering sacrifice, if he presents an offering from the herd, he must present before the Lord a flawless male or a female. He must lay his hand on the head of his offering and slaughter it at the entrance of the meeting tent. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, must splash the blood against the altar's sides. Then the one presenting the offering must present a gift to the Lord from the peace offering sacrifice. He must remove the fat that covers the entrails and all the fat that surrounds the entrails, the two kidneys with the fat on their sinews, and the protruding lobe of the liver, which he is to remove along with the kidneys. Then the sons of Aaron must offer it up in smoke on the altar atop the burnt offering that is on the wood in the fire as a gift of a soothing aroma to the Lord. If his offering for a peace offering sacrifice to the Lord is from the flock, he must present a flawless male or female. If he presents a sheep as his offering, he must present it before the Lord. He must lay his hand on the head of his offering and slaughter it before the meeting tent, and the sons of Aaron must splash its blood against the altar's sides. Then he must present a gift to the Lord from the peace offering sacrifice. He must remove all the fatty tail up to the end of the spine, the fat covering the entrails, and all the fat on the entrails, the two kidneys with the fat on their sinews, and the protruding lobe on the liver, which he is to remove along with the kidneys. Then the priest must offer it up in smoke on the altar as a food gift to the Lord. If his offering is a goat, he must present it before the Lord. Lay his hand on its head and slaughter it before the meeting tent, and the sons of Aaron must splash its blood against the altar's sides. Then he must present from it his offering as a gift to the Lord, the fat which covers the entrails and all the fat on the entrails, the two kidneys with the fat on their sinews, and the protruding lobe on the liver, which he is to remove along with the kidneys. Then the priest must offer them up in smoke on the altar as a food gift for a soothing aroma. All the fat belongs to the Lord. This is a perpetual statute throughout your generations, in all the places where you live. You must never eat any fat or any blood. Leviticus chapter 4. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "Tell the Israelites, when a person sins by straying unintentionally from any of the Lord's commandments which must not be violated, and violates any one of them, if the high priest sins so that the people are guilty on account of the sin he has committed, he must present a flawless young bull to the Lord for a sin offering. He must bring the bull to the entrance of the meeting tent before the Lord, lay his hand on the head of the bull, and slaughter the bull before the Lord. Then that high priest must take some of the blood of the bull and bring it to the meeting tent. The priest must dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle some of it seven times before the Lord toward the front of the veil canopy of the sanctuary. The priest must put some of the blood on the horns of the altar of fragrant incense that is before the Lord in the meeting tent, and all the rest of the bull's blood he must pour out at the base of the altar of burnt offering that is at the entrance of the meeting tent. Then he must take up all the fat from the sin offering bull, the fat covering the entrails, and all the fat surrounding the entrails, the two kidneys with the fat on their sinews, and the protruding lobe on the liver, which he is to remove along with the kidneys. Just as it is taken from the ox of the peace offering sacrifice, and the priest must offer them up in smoke on the altar of burnt offering. But the hide of the bull, all its flesh along with its head and its legs, its entrails and its dung, all the rest of the bull, he must bring outside the camp to a ceremonially clean place, to the fatty ash pile, and he must burn it on a wood fire. It must be burned on the fatty ash pile. If the whole congregation of Israel strays unintentionally, and the matter is not noticed by the assembly, and they violate one of the Lord's commandments, which must not be violated, so they become guilty, the assembly must present a young bull for a sin offering when the sin they have committed becomes known. They must bring it before the meeting tent. The elders of the congregation must lay their hands on the head of the bull before the Lord, and someone must slaughter the bull before the Lord. Then the high priest must bring some of the blood of the bull to the meeting tent, and that priest must dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle some of the blood seven times before the Lord toward the front of the veil canopy. He must put some of the blood on the horns of the altar, which is before the Lord in the meeting tent, and all the rest of the blood he must pour out at the base of the altar of burnt offering that is at the entrance of the meeting tent. Then the priest must take all its fat and offer the fat up in smoke on the altar. He must do with the rest of the bull just as he did with the bull of the sin offering. That is what he must do with it. So the priest will make atonement on their behalf, and they will be forgiven. He must bring the rest of the bull outside the camp and burn it just as he burned the first bull. It is the sin offering of the assembly. Whenever a leader, by straying unintentionally, sins and violates one of the commandments of the Lord his God, which must not be violated, and he pleads guilty, or his sin that he committed is made known to him, he must bring a flawless male goat as his offering. He must lay his hand on the head of the goat and slaughter it in the place where the burnt offering is slaughtered before the Lord. It is a sin offering. Then the priest must take some of the blood of the sin offering with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and he must pour out the rest of its blood at the base of the altar of burnt offering. Then the priest must offer all of its fat up in smoke on the altar, like the fat of the peace offering sacrifice. So the priest will make atonement on his behalf for his sin, and he will be forgiven. If an ordinary individual sins by straying unintentionally, when he violates one of the Lord's commandments which must not be violated, and he pleads guilty, or his sin that he committed is made known to him, he must bring a flawless female goat as his offering for the sin that he committed. He must lay his hand on the head of the sin offering and slaughter the sin offering in the place where the burnt offering is slaughtered. Then the priest must take some of its blood with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and he must pour out all the rest of its blood at the base of the altar. Then he must remove all of its fat, just as fat was removed from the peace offering sacrifice, and the priest must offer it up in smoke on the altar for a soothing aroma to the Lord. So the priest will make atonement on his behalf, and he will be forgiven. But if he brings a sheep as his offering, for a sin offering, he must bring a flawless female. He must lay his hand on the head of the sin offering and slaughter it for a sin offering in the place where the burnt offering is slaughtered. Then the priest must take some of the blood of the sin offering with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and he must pour out all the rest of the blood at the base of the altar. Then the one who brought the offering must remove all its fat, just as the fat of the sheep is removed from the peace offering sacrifice, and the priest must offer them up in smoke on the altar on top of the other gifts of the Lord. So the priest will make atonement on his behalf for his sin which he has committed, and he will be forgiven. Leviticus chapter 5. When a person sins in that he hears a public curse against one who fails to testify and he is a witness, he either saw or knew what had happened, and he does not make it known, then he will bear his punishment for iniquity. Or when there is a person who touches anything ceremonially unclean, whether the carcass of an unclean wild animal, or the carcass of an unclean domesticated animal, or the carcass of an unclean creeping thing, even if he did not realize it, but he himself has become unclean and is guilty, or when he touches human uncleanness with regard to anything by which he can become unclean, even if he did not realize it, but he himself has later come to know it and is guilty, or when a person swears an oath, speaking thoughtlessly with his lips, whether to do evil or to do good, with regard to anything which the individual might speak thoughtlessly in an oath, even if he did not realize it, but he himself has later come to know it and is guilty with regard to one of these oaths. When an individual becomes guilty with regard to one of these things, he must confess how he has sinned, and he must bring his penalty for guilt to the Lord for his sin that he has committed, a female from the flock, whether a female sheep or a female goat, for a sin offering. So the priest will make atonement on his behalf for his sin. If he cannot afford an animal from the flock, he must bring his penalty for guilt for his sin that he has committed, two turtle doves or two young pigeons, to the Lord, one for a sin offering and one for a burnt offering. He must bring them to the priest and present first the one that is for a sin offering, and the priest must pinch its head at the nape of the neck. He must not sever the head from the body. Then he must sprinkle some of the blood of the sin offering on the wall of the altar, and the remainder of the blood must be squeezed out at the base of the altar. It is a sin offering. The second bird, he must make a burnt offering according to the standard regulation. So the priest will make an atonement on behalf of this person for his sin which he has committed, and he will be forgiven. If he cannot afford two turtle doves or two young pigeons, he must bring as his offering for his sin which he has committed a tenth of an ephah of choice wheat flour for a sin offering. He must not place olive oil on it, and he must not put frankincense on it, because it is a sin offering. He must bring it to the priest, and the priest must scoop out from it a handful as its memorial portion, and offer it up in smoke on the altar on top of the other gifts of the Lord. It is a sin offering. So the priest will make atonement on his behalf for his sin which he has committed by doing one of these things, and he will be forgiven. The remainder of the offering will belong to the priest, like the grain offering. Then the Lord spoke to Moses. When a person commits a trespass and sins by straying unintentionally from the regulations about the Lord's holy things, then he must bring his penalty for guilt to the Lord, a flawless ram from the flock, convertible into silver shekels according to the standard of the sanctuary shekel for a guilt offering. And whatever holy thing he violated, he must restore and add one-fifth to it and give it to the priest. So the priest will make an atonement on his behalf with the guilt offering ram, and he will be forgiven. If a person sins and violates any of the Lord's commandments which must not be violated, although he did not know it at the time but later realizes he is guilty, then he will bear his punishment for iniquity, and he must bring a flawless ram from the flock, convertible into silver shekels, for a guilt offering to the priest. So the priest will make atonement on his behalf for his error which he committed, although he himself had not known it, and he will be forgiven. It is a guilt offering. He was surely guilty before the Lord. Leviticus chapter 6. Then the Lord spoke to Moses. When a person sins and commits a trespass against the Lord by deceiving his fellow citizen in regard to something held in trust, or a pledge, or something stolen, or by extorting something from his fellow citizen, or has found something lost and denies it and swears falsely concerning any one of the things that someone might do to sin, when it happens that he sins and he is found guilty, then he must return whatever he had stolen, or whatever he had extorted, or the thing that he had held in trust, or the lost thing that he had found, or anything about which he swears falsely. He must restore it in full and add one-fifth to it. He must give it to its owner when he is found guilty. Then he must bring his guilt offering to the Lord, a flawless ram from the flock, convertible into silver shekels, for a guilt offering to the priest. So the priest will make atonement on his behalf before the Lord, and he will be forgiven for whatever he has done to become guilty. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "Command Aaron and his sons, this is the law of the burnt offering. The burnt offering is to remain on the hearth on the altar all night until morning, and the fire of the altar must be kept burning on it. Then the priest must put on his linen robe, and must put linen leggings over his bare flesh, and he must take up the fatty ashes of the burnt offering that the fire consumed on the altar, and he must place them beside the altar. Then he must take off his clothes and put on other clothes, and he must bring the fatty ashes outside the camp to a ceremonially clean place. But the fire which is on the altar must be kept burning on it. It must not be extinguished. So the priest must kindle wood on it morning by morning, and he must arrange the burnt offering on it and offer the fat of the peace offering up in smoke on it. A continual fire must be kept burning on the altar. It must not be extinguished. This is the law of the grain offering. The sons of Aaron are to present it before the Lord in front of the altar, and the priest must take up with his hand some of the choice wheat flour of the grain offering and some of its olive oil and all of the frankincense that is on the grain offering, and he must offer its memorial portion up in smoke on the altar as a soothing aroma to the Lord. Aaron and his sons are to eat what is left over from it. It must be eaten unleavened in a holy place. They are to eat it in the courtyard of the meeting tent. It must not be baked with yeast. I have given it as their portion from my gifts. It is most holy, like the sin offering and the guilt offering. Every male among the sons of Aaron may eat it. It is a perpetual allotted portion throughout your generations from the gifts of the Lord. Anyone who touches these gifts must be holy." Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "This is the offering of Aaron and his sons, which they must present to the Lord on the day when he is anointed. A tenth of an ephah of choice wheat flour as a continual grain offering, half of it in the morning and half of it in the evening. It must be made with olive oil on a griddle, and you must bring it well soaked. So you must present a grain offering of broken pieces as a soothing aroma to the Lord. The high priest who succeeds him from among his sons must do it. It is a perpetual statute. It must be offered up in smoke as a whole offering to the Lord. Every grain offering of a priest must be a whole offering. It must not be eaten. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is the law of the sin offering. In the place where the burnt offering is slaughtered, the sin offering must be slaughtered before the Lord. It is most holy. The priest who offers it for sin is to eat it. It must be eaten in a holy place, in the court of the meeting tent. Anyone who touches its meat must be holy, and whoever spatters some of its blood on a garment, you must wash whatever he spatters on it in a holy place. Any clay vessel it is boiled in must be broken, and if it was boiled in a bronze vessel, then that vessel must be rubbed out and rinsed in water. Any male among the priests may eat it. It is most holy. But any sin offering from which some of its blood is brought into the meeting tent to make atonement in the sanctuary must not be eaten. It must be burned up in the fire." Unless you've read before what the sacrifices were all about and all the details that were involved, it's a little surprising, isn't it, to see all the things that God required for the sacrifices for the children of Israel. For those of us that are Christians, followers of Christ, we don't have to worry about these sacrifices anymore because our sacrifice has been made once for all by the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Tomorrow, we'll be back to a normal schedule of reading. I look forward to seeing you then. My name is Steve Webb. God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.